Jesus know everybody wants him become a king.
可以赶走罗马帝国，复兴以色列。
So they can defeat Rome and create a kingdom of Israel.
但是在耶稣赞许彼得之后，耶稣讲了这句话，这些预言。
So after Jesus praised Peter's answer, then he also mentioned following.
在马太福音16章21节，他怎么说呢？耶稣指示门徒，他说什么？他必须上耶路撒冷，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of elders and the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and then that he must be killed, and on the third day he raised to life.
耶稣他来到我们中间，一个很关键、非常非常关键，也是最主要的目的。他说到他要被杀，第三天复活。
So the main purpose Jesus came from heaven to us is that he mentioned he will be killed and raised on the third day.
耶稣来是要为我们的罪死在十字架上。还要救我们脱离黑暗，进入他的国度，进入他光明国度。
So Jesus come is to save us from the darkness.
他要在第三天复活。
The third day he will resurrect from the dead.
我们可以借着基督的复活，我们成为新造人，得到新的生命。
We can become a brand new man. Just go through the Jesus.
耶稣基督，弥赛亚，救主，这是一个关键。
The key is Jesus is the Messiah, is the Savior.
耶稣非常在乎我们认识他，认识他是弥赛亚，他是救赎主。
It's very important we know him as the Messiah and the Savior.
不只是只给我们东西吃。
Not only give us the food,
不是只有医治我们的病，
not only cure our sickness.
他来是要为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He come here, he die for us, for our sin.
所以我们可以借着耶稣的死与神和好。
So we can reconcile with God through Jesus.
第三天的复活给我们那永生的盼望，我们信靠他。
So give us the eternal life by him raised from the death on third day.
所以不要只是看到耶稣说要给我们丰盛的生命，我这一生很快乐，就停止了。
Yeah, we can just stop saying, Jesus can give us abundant of life.
耶稣的复活告诉我们，我们有那永远的生命，我们不用怕死。
So we don't need to fear about the death because Jesus is the raised from the death.
我们不用受罪的捆，就受着死亡的捆绑。
So we can get free from the death.
这是耶稣在乎，让我们知道他的身份，他是救赎主。
So Jesus tells us he is a savior.
下一个，哎呀，耶稣是神的独生爱子。
So Jesus is the son of the living God, loving God.
如果你读马太福音的话，你继续读下去的时候，你会看到接下来有个登山变相。
If you read the book of Matthew, You can see,
Matthew chapter 17，
yeah, Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5.
摩西、以利亚跟耶稣在山上向彼得、约翰、雅各显现。
So, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, they are showing to Peter on the mountain.
Peter, James, and Peter and John.
Peter and John.
We have a John and Peter here today. OK，在那里，神从天上跟他讲说：“耶稣是我的爱子，他所喜悦的，你们要听他的。
Over there, God say, "This is my son who I love. With him, I am well pleased. Listen to him."
”他在讲话的时候，这三个门徒不敢看。
When God's speaking, the disciple, they were cannot watch.
不服，对，等他们开眼的时候看到什么？
When they
可以。
open the eye, what they see?
John and 彼得、约翰应该知道，看到耶稣。
Peter and John, they just saw Jesus over there.
Peter and John here，告诉我们，我们要听律法，我们要寻先知，但最重要的。我们要定睛仰望耶稣，听他的话。
Yeah, that tells us we not only need to read the law, and we also need to listen to the Jesus.
耶稣是神的独生爱子，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。在希伯来书1章3节跟我们讲。
Yeah, in Book of Hebrew, chapter 1 and the verses 3 say the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
在今天的经文，下一个 slide，耶稣说：“你们说人子是谁？”耶稣称自己是人子。
So Jesus also called himself the Son of Man.
在旧约、新约，一共加起来大概将近200次的人子。
So in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is about 200,
Almost not 200, yeah.
almost 200 place
新
that
约里面大
mention.
概有86次讲到人子，
In New Testament, there is about 86 times the mention about Son of Man.
耶稣自称是在人，他自称是人子，他道成肉身住在我们中间。
He became flesh and lived among us.
他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
He's a total man and also total God.
他是神来到我们中间，成为人的样子，
He come to
取了人的样子。
he come come to the earth and become a flesh. Actually, he's a God.
耶稣来还没对，还是这个。他说人子来，在马太福音20章，你看，他说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命。做多人的赎价。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 28, say, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
又提醒了我们，耶稣来是为我们付了罪的代价。
So here tell us Jesus come here is for us and but to do as a ransom for us.
是因为我接受了他的救恩，我可以不用死，是他为我死。
So if we believe him, we don't need to worry about death. He already died on cross for us.
耶稣跟我们讲，他是人子，他来的目的。
So Jesus told us he is the Son of Man and the purpose of he become one of us.
也很快，圣经翻到最后启示录里面讲到，
If
人子。约翰看到了人子，那人子说什么呢？不要怕。他耶稣人子他怎么讲呢？我曾经死过，曾经死过，现在又活了，并且要活到永永远远。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 18, say, "I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades."
活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙，还有钥匙。
So he can live forever and ever, and he is key to the death and the Hades.
死亡是很可怕的事情，
Death is very scary thing.
与神隔绝更是可怕。
It's more scary if we cannot if we separate from the God.
感谢耶稣，人子为我们而死，为我们活，而且活到永永远远。
Thanks, Jesus died for us and let us can have eternal life.
何等的有福，你信靠他，你
What a
得到永远的
blessing!
生命。
What a blessing!
认识耶稣，我想大家都已经知道我刚刚讲的了，只是提醒一下。
Yeah, everybody know the who is Jesus. This I just mentioned, summarized.
不是我提醒，而是我们大家希望大家都看到，耶稣在乎，耶稣在乎，我们知道他这个身份。
So Jesus is he's very care. He want everybody know him.
耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
Jesus is a Christ. The Savior and the Son of God.
我想我们进入第二个主题，耶稣认识我。
So
下一个。
next we say, next topic is Jesus knows me.
现在是打球的季节啊，青少年应该都知道了。
Now that's the season of basketball. I guess all the youth know what's going on.
Basketball?
Basketball, 对，篮球。
Anyone know this? 啊，不，有谁知道这个？谁是2023年最受瞩目的篮球明星？No, we have a 那个怡清的，你 who？Most viewed. Oh, you got it right. 那个怡 清的孩子
LeBron James,
LeBron James，你知道他多到多受瞩目啊
do you know how famous he is?
？Two point 我英文那2.8亿，2.8 billion，
28亿，
2.28亿是吧
对，2 billion with a B,
？Viewed in the website.
viewed
2023，
in year of
今年对，
2023,
今年可能就不同了。
but maybe this year may be different.
但是我想问问你，他这个人认识你吗
But I would ask, does he know you?
do you go eat？你们跟他跟这个 James Bond 吃过饭没有？
Anybody had a dinner with LeBron James? Oh, Peter.
哦，但是你知道吗？在我们生命中，有一个人比这个更重要。
But there is a one person is much more important in your life.
他会影响你的一生，
He will influence the whole life.
他会让你看到他，你就高兴，
Yeah, you will be so glad if you only see him.
你就会想要认识他。
You want to know him.
但是千万没有想到，在你还不认识的他的时候，他已经认识你我了。
But you never realize before you even know him, he already know you.
你们知道圣经里面有一个矮胖子叫做撒该，有没有人知道撒该？Anyone know 撒该 here？
Yeah, there is a short man in the Bible. His name is Zacharias.
在路加福音记载上了，这个撒该啊，他是个税吏。也是个财主。
In the book of Luke, there is a story about him. He's a tax collector. Also, he's a very rich man.
他有听到人家说：“哦，耶稣要来了。”哎，
He heard Jesus is coming.
他想说：“人那么多，我又看不到，我爬到树上去看看。
So he said, "Oh, so many people. I'm short. I cannot see him. So I climb on the tree to see him."
然后耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，
Jesus, come by and look up to see him.
圣经上是不是说，那个小胖子你是谁呀？爬在树上干什么？
He said, "Oh, yeah, what a little man, what are you doing on the top of a tree?
圣经上不是这么讲啊，圣经上说什么？耶稣说什么？撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。
So on the Bible says, Zacharias, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的接耶稣到家里去。
And he hurried and come down and received him joyfully.
耶稣怎么知道撒该这个名字在树上？
So how Jesus know Zechariah on the tree?
哇，不止这样哎，撒该自己已经知道了，他就跟耶稣讲了，他说：“我要把我一半的财产给穷人。
So Zechariah know what happened, and he told Jesus,
”他知道耶稣不只知道他的名字，他还知道他以前骗过人呢。
Zechariah promised to give half of his fortune to the poor people.
他跟耶稣讲说：“哎呀，我要把一半给穷人。”我欺骗人，我要还他四倍。
He also promised anybody, if I cheated, I will repay him 4 times.
耶稣跟他讲说：“我今天救恩带到你家里来了。
Jesus say, today the salvation has come to your house.
路加福音19章第10节记载：“人子来。”为了要寻找拯救世上的人，
The book of Luke, chapters 19, verses 10 say, For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
他来是来拯救我们。
Jesus come to save us.
如果我们今天能够到这里，感谢神带领我们到这里来。
Thanks, Lord, lead us to here.
他知道，他来是要来拯救我。
He knows us. He's come to save us.
那是对一些不信的人，撒该本来不是他的门徒，他不信，是不是？
Yeah, for the unbelievers.
撒该。
Like Zacharias.
那我们现在想想看，我是神的儿女啊。
Now we are the child of God.
大家都很熟悉那个浪子的比喻嘛，是不是？
I think most of us know that story about the younger son.
我可以跟大家讲一下前面的事，就是一个父亲有2个孩子，那个小儿子啊，他说他要分财产，他说不要在家里，他要走了。
So let me just give a brief about this story. The father has 2 sons. The younger one want to get the inheritance from his father early and left home.
这个小儿子离开以后啊，就浪子，就一下子把钱都花光了。
So he left the father and the home, and he sooner he spent all his inheritance, all his money.
没办法，他只好跟猪当朋友。
So he had to be live with a pig.
猪吃的他也吃。
He eat the pig's food.
后来想说不对呀、啊，我老爸很有办法，我要回去跟他认错。
So he realized. No, that's not my. That's I should. My father had a lot of money. Why I'm doing this? I go back and ask his forgiveness.
他说了一句很美的话，他说：“我得罪了天，也得罪了父。”
So he say and disobeyed the God and or disobeyed my. Father,
他要回去跟他父亲认罪。
so he's going to ask his father's forgiveness.
所以马太哎，路加福音15章24节讲到说什么？于是他就起来往他父亲那里去。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 15 and verses 20,
圣经上记载了，说乡离还很远，他父亲就看见他，就动了慈心，他跑过去，他呢？抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He came to his son, threw his arm around him, and kissed him.
如果我现在看电视电影的连续剧的话，我会想到一个景象。
If this is in the movie,
可能那个父亲在家里在那边看 football。
The father maybe watch the TV on, watch the football on TV at home.
他小儿子一进来，他就臭骂一声：“这个死孩子，回来这么干什么？给我出去！”一脚踢他出去。
So the if the younger son come back, the father will say, "Hey, so you stupid kid, why you come back and kick him out?"
我们的天父不是这样子。
But not our heavenly father.
他等候着我们迷失的孩子回来。
He's waiting for the lost.
所以我们不用害怕。
So we don't need to worry.
我们认错，我们做错了，勇敢地回到父面前来。
Just we come to his place and repent.
所以不管是你信的，你还是不信的，父神都怎么样？早已经认识我们，在寻找等候，我们回到他那。
So no matter you are a believer or non-believer, the God already knows us and is waiting for us.
我相信你有这信主的经验，我也有。
I believe everybody have the experience.
我是1986年来美国。
In 1986, I come to the United States.
当时这些 youth 都不知道在哪里。
Yeah, I don't know if the youth is already in this world.
可能金超都还没出生。
Maybe brother Jin Chao is not a boy.
3岁。
Oh, 3 years old. Okay.
我来了美国第一天去见了我们的指导老师，他说我的英文太烂。
The first day I meet my advisor, he told me my English is terrible.
他叫我去上英文课。
So he asked me to take an English language class.
说是的，老师，我去上。
Yes, sir, I will take the class.
我们英文老师啊，他就要我们回去第一个作业，去背一段诗，一段诗。
So my English teacher gave me an assignment, asking me to memorize
我就回去背了。
the poem.
我就越读越哇哦，这个诗真美啊！是从莎士比亚的哪一本哪一章出来的？
So I'm start to memorize the poem. It's a so such a beautiful poem. I thought this maybe come from Shakespeare's.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing.
这一句话就把我的心给打碎了。
Yeah, this is open my heart.
我来美国是来打拼的，是来赚钱的，拿学位的。
Oh, I come here is try to fight to fight to get my degrees.
只要我变成一只羊，找到我的牧人，我什么都不缺乏。
So if I become a lamb and looking for the shepherd, I don't need to worry about anything.
他给我水喝，给我草吃，还照顾我。
He will feed me and give me water and food.
而且我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So I will have all the blessing in my whole life.
天下有这种好事啊！
They're too good to be true.
哎呀，他是从哪里来？从圣经来跟我们讲的。
Oh, this is come from the Bible.
我还不知道那个诗是从圣经出来的。
I was not know that time it come from the Bible.
我1996年，10年后，我信主了。我想到神带领我，感谢他。
10 years later, 1996, I become a Christian. So I know this come from Bible. Thanks, Lord.
因为我很固执，靠自己就可以了。
Yeah, I thought it's just you can just totally rely on myself.
我自己生根建造就可以了，不用在它里面。
So I thought I can do the rooted on myself.
好可怜的想法。
Yes, so sad that.
诗篇23篇是大卫写的。
The Book of Song, number 23, is written by King David.
大卫还写了一首很美的诗，139首。
So David also wrote another song, number 139.
139，对。如果你现在在看手机的时候，我希望你是快点翻到上139首。
Yeah, please open your Bible, turn to the song number 129.
孙超的翻译非常柔和。
Thank you.
What I mean is, if you are turn on your iPhone and looking for something, I hope you're looking on Psalm 139. 他怎么想呢？大卫说：“耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive me thoughts from afar. Okay.
你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧。”你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
You perceive my thoughts from far. You discern me, my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
哎，我们刚刚有弟兄从国内回来吗？
Yeah, some of the our one of brother just come from mainland China.
我记得我早期要回台湾的时候，我怕坐飞机。
Yeah, I was scared to ride airplane when I early days.
我飞上去，它掉下来怎么办？
Yeah, I was scared if it may, fell down.
诗篇139篇，你再读下去，好美的一段话。我就是展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极之地，你的右手也扶持我。
So if you continue read the song 190
那这里呢？
139, there is a very beautiful passage.
你就是飞到海极，你不用担心，神与你同在。
Even you fly to the end of the ocean, the God is still with you.
甚至我在睡觉的时候，我醒来，哎，耶稣站在我旁边嘞。
Even I was asleep when I woke up, Jesus will stand by me.
特别是我躺在病床上的时候。
Especially when I was sick and laying down in the hospital bed.
我在医院住了好多次，
And I was in hospital a few times.
他就在我身边，
He is stand by me.
不要怕。
No worry, no fear.
接下来，我们认识神，哦，你认识到一个程度，嘿，原来他早就认识我了，是不是？你说我们认识神，知道他认识我们，是不是应该去告诉大家？
So we know. Jesus knows us, so we need to make him know.
对，我还有10分钟，我想讲一个很快的一个例子，可不可以？
I have 10 minutes. I want to give a quick example.
我可能会一下讲下来，你再翻译它大概的意思就好。我去买了一个手机啊，我会先研究这手机，哪一个牌子的好。我买了手机以后啊，或者是开车了，买个车啊，我不知道你有没有这经验，你发现？哇哦，这个东西很厉害哎！我要的东西他都知道。
Do you have an experience like when you purchase iPhone or purchase a new car, you will realize, wow, this is very advanced. It knows a lot of stuff.
我以为我很认识这东西，结果他知道我在想什么。
Yeah, I thought I know this phone or car, but also. It also knows me.
哇，真棒啊！
It's good.
哎，我要跟人家讲吧，是不是？这个东西好东西啊，去买。
Do I need to tell everybody else? Oh, this is the good stuff. You guys need to go buy it.
耶稣从我们还没出生就为我们预备了救恩，我们认识他，知道他怎么如此的爱我们，我们能够不跟别人讲吗？
So Jesus saved us even before we were born. So
涵养主名是很自然的事情。
we need to let everybody know this is obvious.
耶稣基督是根基，是磐石。
Jesus is the rock and the foundation.
耶稣跟我们讲，我们要盖房子，我们要盖在磐石上。
Jesus told us we need to build a house on the rock.
我们的教会，神的家，必须要盖在耶稣基督磐石上。
Our church must be built up on the foundation of Jesus.
我们要生根建造在它里面。
We must root it and build up in Him.
怎么做？聪明人是听他的话就去做了。
So the wise man will listen him.
听了，然后去行，practice。
Listen and also practice.
下一个 slide。你有没有进过一个地方，一个味道不太好的地方？
Have you been in some place that they have a bad smell?
怎么办？撒香水嘛，对不对？撒撒香水。
So what we do, we spread a perfume.
我记得以前我们有家庭团契的时候，第一件事就是快点打扫家里。
So I remember when our church had a family fellowship, the first thing, if it's my turn, the first thing I will clean my house.
然后快点煮好吃的东西，把它煮得很香。
And also prepare a delicious food.
然后在厕所里面撒一些香水。
And put some perfume in my toilet, the restroom.
闻起来就很舒服，
So people can have a good smell.
看到东西就好吃的就很愉快。
Yes, people will be pleased to see all the delicious food.
但是看到那个主人一脸臭脸，主菜主很不高兴。
If the host gave you a bad face.
马上扣分，马上你就不会很愉快嘛，是不是？
Yes, make a guest unhappy.
我们教会需要显扬香气。
Our church need to spread the aroma of the Jesus.
姐妹们知不知道现在最好的香水是什么？
The sisters know what is the best
有没有
perfume
香
on
又
the
耐
market.
久的？Chanel 哦，又香又耐久，这个名字取得好。
哦，香奈
Chanel
香奈
Number Five，又香又久。
number five，
一个教会，什么是香气？
So what is the fragrance of the church？
人家来到我们这边，不是闻到一股恶臭。
So if people come to our church。
弟兄姐妹，相咬相吞。
Yeah, they should not smell a stinky smell.
厕所很臭，
The bad smell from the restroom.
听到都是人跟人这边争吵的声音，
The argue between among the church members.
没有香气。
That's not a good smell.
神跟我们讲啊，《哥林多后书》对不对？2章14节，怎么样显扬主的香气呢？认识耶稣就有香气。
So in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2 and 4, verses 14.
在这世界上最棒的香水就是认识耶稣。
So in the Bible it says, "But thanks to be God, who always lead us as captives in the Christ's triumphant process, and use us to spread the aroma of knowledge of Him everywhere."
把他的话语放在我们心里，行出来。
So we need a practice, and also after we learn his word.
那就是又香又耐久的香水。
That's our Chanel.
香水就是神的家，必须要有话语，神的话语。
The God's word is our Chanel.
然后我们一起来遵循。
Yeah, let's follow.
最后跟大家举个例子，这个例子可能不是很多人都很熟悉，就是腓力跟拿单叶的事情。
The last, I will give one example.
奶培这字好像太小了，你们如果有圣经可以翻开，但我大致上跟你讲，这个腓力呀，
Philip.
腓力认识拿单叶，他要拿单叶来看耶稣。
Philip knows, Nathaniel, and he asked Nathaniel to come to see Jesus,
去遇见耶稣。
to meet Jesus.
拿单叶说：“这个拿撒勒地方还会有什么好的？”
So Nathaniel say, Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
你有没有这个经验？你请人家来教会说，教会有什么好的？
Yeah, do you have some experience like after, if you invite people to come to our church?
我认识某某人在里面，他也不怎么样。
So some people will say, "Hey, what good come from there? I know some people over there not that good,
那 nice，
not nice."
菲利听了拿单爷这么讲以后，菲利怎么做？
So after hear what Nathaniel say, what Philip did.
我们的家人、我们的朋友，他们不愿意来教会，我们怎么讲？菲利告诉我们说：“你来看。
So what we should say if people don't want to come to our church, just like Philip said, come and see.
”希望我们教会在人家来看以前，我们已经生根建造在基督里。
So our church better to have already rooted and built upon him before.
第二点是什么？我刚刚讲那个香水，我们有神的话语，我们活出神的香气啊。
So we also need to live God's word and spread the fragrance of the God's word.
Yeah, 我们跟他讲，你来看，
Yeah, we just told them, come and see.
让他来遇见耶稣，让他来看，他听到耶稣怎么跟他讲。说，拿单叶，你在树下，在那无花果树树下的时候，我就看到你。
Let them see, come and experience Jesus. Jesus told Nathaniel, say, even before you, I saw you, I already know you are under the fig tree.
我相信神寻找拯救世上的人，只要你来到这里，他早就预备好。
I believe Jesus is looking for the man on this earth. He already prepared for everybody.
拿单也听了耶稣的话，不是听了腓力的话。拿单也听了耶稣的话，说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Yeah, after Nathaniel listened to Jesus, and he said, "Rabbi, you are the son of God. You are the king of Israel."
”我们没有什么好处，
Yeah, we don't have any benefit.
但是我们相信的耶稣，他是基督，他是神的儿子。是我们要告诉人的。
Yeah, but we believe Jesus is a Christ, is the Son of God.
不要怕，邀请他们来。
Don't be feared. Just invite.
我不好，耶稣太好。
I'm not perfect, but Jesus is.
传扬主名。接下来。今天的结语，我们要生根建造，我们要在他里面生根。耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。我们在他里面生根建造神的家，我们恩典他，我们邀请人家来。
We must build upon him. Our great church must be built upon Jesus. Jesus is Christ, Son of living God. We must invite people come to our church.
在这里，我想中文不太容易看出来。你如果看英文的话，你会知道，我们不是做什么，我们是被建造、被生长。
If we read the English version, you will see we are not building, we are just be built.
我们不是拼命的去做什么，而是我们在它里面被它生根、被它建造。这个"被"字非常重要。
Yeah, we are in Him, was built and rooted. So this is how to translate in English. Be that word in English is the
借着它。
past
是借着
participle.
他造，
It's very
万有
important.
是借着他造，
Yeah.
万有是因着他造。我们要为他而造，是传扬颂赢，因为在他里面有生命，生根必须要有生命。在主里面，生命非常重要，就是因为在生命，我们才会长大。所以，我们是在这生命里面被他带着我们长大。
Because Jesus is alive, so it's very important that we build in Him, so we will have life.
我在这边17年了，有东西从来不长的。
I've been here for about 13 years.
More than 21 minus 5, 18 years. 21 minus 5, 16. 然后就这边有东西，大家都看到，每一次来都看到，看起来像个花草，但是它从来都不会长大。
Some of
有没有看到？
the plants here, they never grew up.
看起来蛮可爱的，哎，对，看起来蛮可爱的。它不会
Yeah,
长啊，它没有生命。
you can see around us, there is some green plant, they never grew up.
不是说我要把它丢掉，而是我们不要学它。
There are no life. I'm not saying we need to throw them away, but I just say you should not learn from them.
基督是生命，神儿子，这个生命非常公正，非常非常重要。我们要长，要有生命。下一个 slide，哎，我又回到花了。这边有几朵花，一二三四五六。Anyone can count this for me? Ten flowers, right?
Anyway, yeah,
One,
here is
two,
ten,
three, four, five, six, seven. About ten flowers.
10
哎，
flowers.
10朵花。下一个，这里有几朵。
How many flowers over there?
Peters, you can guess how many? 5,000? Maybe，我就想到这个5,000这个字眼，就打动我的。哦啊，原来圣经里面有5,000位保5,000人。神给我们一个任务，这是我叫它说是恩典花，它每年都是春天，都是为我们打开。我们走过，我走过十几年，每年看着它。
I was amazed by the number of 5,000 in Bible. Jesus feed 5,000 people. Every year I come to our church, you can see thousands of flowers.
我没有办法喂饱5,000人。
I cannot feed 5,000 people.
神给我这个5,000朵花在外面是什么意思？一年一次。
So what's the meaning of the 5,000 flowers every year?
每个主日我们都得这里面嘛，是不是？
Every Sunday we come here.
有多少椅子啊？
How many seats are here?
大概100、200张。
Yeah,
有多少空位置啊？
about 100 to 200 seats here. But how many empty seats here?
神跟我讲什么？
The Lord tells.
把花带出去，
Bring
把
the
花
flower.
带出去，
Bring the flower
把那五
outside.
千朵花带出去，我们可以5,000个人
Bring the flower
来到，把
outside.
这位置都给补满，爆炸了。
Let those empty seats be occupied.
求神带领你。在他里面，在他里面，在这生命里面生根建造。
The Lord lead us, and in Him we build up.
那我们祷告，
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你。
Thanks, dear Father.
我知道今天 不是只有一个翻译，有两个翻译。
Today I know there are two interpret, not only one.
主啊，我也谦卑到你面前来，听你的话语。
Bow down in front of you.
谢谢你带领乃培跟孙超，把你的话语来喂养你的群羊。
Thank you to bring Brother Naipei and Chow to come here to share your message.
愿不止在台上，在台下的
Not only on the stage, and also.
都知道主啊，谢谢你，你来到我们中间，你赐给我们生命，我们要在你里面生根建造。
Thank you. You with us, and you bring your internal life to us. We will root it and build up in Him.
我要特别为这些孩子们祷告。
Especially pray for the youth.
主啊，我知道你爱他们。
We know you love them.
愿我们都在这边得到牧养。
You will. All we know, they learn a lot from here.
你的香气在我们里面散发出来，
Your aroma is among us.
让在每一个空位都被你的爱所布满。
Let every seat be occupied by you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，
Praise in the name of Jesus.